and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Oh, absolutely flying. And I knew this day would come, but I just didn't know it'd come this quickly because...
What's happened?
Have you spoken to Romani?
Texting back and forth on the weekend, but no, I haven't spoken to her.
Give her a shout out in the text?
Nah, save them for the show.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Because word has spread. It's not just our show she's getting shout outs on.
No.
Wonderful Brisbane Brekkie show, Stav, Abby and Matt. This wonderful legend popped up on their show.
Oh, and can I say something else, by the way?
Yes.
Can I get a hi? Yeah.
Hey.
And a shout out for Imani for the people that listen in the afternoon.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Good stuff. Shout out to Hi-Yes. It's the all new B105.
Cody, what a legend. Yeah, they sounded pretty impressed, didn't they? Yeah, okay.
They listen in the afternoon. Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
She's going to love that. Her shout outs are going country. Well, I was going to say national. No, they're not.
International,
yeah. I was going to say, but they're national. Yeah.
Good show today. Strap in, everybody. It's going to feeling a bit loose.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon.
Across the weekend, I've been thinking a lot about a conversation we had on Friday.
Me and you.
About cumin. Do you remember the spice chat we had?
Spicy.
Cumin.
Cumin.
Okay. This is the chat we had on Friday.
I don't remember which one.
Clue
is cumin.
Isn't it cumin?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't call it cumin. That's American.
Do you call it cumin?
Could you
really say that?
It's
wait, but surely have
cumin
this
is American.
No, it's not cumin.
It is cumin.
It's
oh my!
It is coriander, cumin, and whatever. It's not cumin.
It's cumin.
Yeah, it's cumin. No, that's American. No, you've been watching too much American TV. Nah. It's cumin.
100%.
It's cumin. Let's get a chef on and we'll have this chat.
Surely we can just look it up. I stand by that point.
Now, I didn't look it up on the weekend because I decided...
Marco-Pierre White, welcome to the show.
I decided I didn't want to spoil it by Googling it. Google spoils everything. You know the old days where you'd have a conversation, dinner party, you'd have to spend an hour coming to the conclusion of it?
Cumin
to the conclusion of it. I didn't want to Google it because I wanted to have this chat with our friends listening.
Okay.
I want their input on 1310.
I genuinely don't know.
Well, my whole life I've said cumin, so I've been saying it wrong.
So, Jesse, are you saying you put cumin on food, or are you cumin?
You're asking the guy who never
food?
Cooks, so I have no idea.
So you don't know how to pronounce words because you don't cook.
But where would I ever
it's
use bacil. Cumin or cumin?
What's this colandander? makes my roll taste funny. No thanks. You can keep calling Andy Zander.
Anyway, give us a call in 131060. We're not
are
sure
the calls
if it's
cumin through.
Cumin or cumin. They're coming through thick and fast. Didn't have any play on words.
No, I was like, I think you just actually said the word. You'll coom up with a better one, don't worry.
You're better at it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon. If you're looking for a bit of fun, you've coomed to the right place.
Yes, we're cooming at you. I can't believe this is divided.
Yeah, we had a chat last week and I said, well, you said the clue for Million Dollar Alpha Bucks was cumin, and I said, yes, and the team went cumin, and you were like, no, cumin, and we were like, it's cumin, and we were the only ones saying cumin.
I do think I squished the word in to match my clue for the clue, which was she'll be cumin round the mountain when she comes.
Cumin round the
yes,
mountain.
Yes, she'll be cumin round the mountain. I've looked up the most common mispronounced words.
Oh, yeah.
Pronunciation is the most commonly mispronounced word.
Instead of pronunciation.
Yeah.
And so it's pronunciation.
It's got the phonetical here. It's pronunciation.
Sure.
And then cupboard is second.
Yeah, pronunciation.
Well, these are funny because cupboard's the second one. And then read out how they say to say cupboard.
Cupbud.
Yeah, cupbud. g'day, Chris.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Oh, I mean, we're confused. Put us out of our misery. Is it cumin or cumin?
It's cumin.
Cumin.
Has to be. Honey, so, can you get me some cumin? Honey, can you get me the cumin?
I mean, one might
honey,
lead to the other.
Coming. Honey, I still need some cumin.
Are you an expert, Chris?
I do a bit of Indian cooking, yes, and I'll a bit of cooking, and I love my cumin.
Good. You're fun, Chris. Good on you.
What about Dottie? Dottie.
Hi.
Cumin or cumin?
In my world, it's cumin, but I know it's cumin, but it's way more fun to say cumin.
Isn't it?
My mum said cumin her whole life. That's why I say cumin. I've never, she cooks all the time.
Well, I'm not sure if my mum would know what cumin is. I mean, cumin, whatever.
Good on you, Dottie.
Such fun people discuss cumin and cumin with.
I know. G'day, Ashley.
Hey.
Thanks for coming to the party. What do you got for us?
Oh, glad to be here. I actually pronounce it a little bit more weird. I do with more of a Q, like a cumin sort of thing. Oh, but my in-laws are Persian, and my mother-in-law's big cooker with her spices. So I'm like the Dottie. I'd make a smart. I'm like, oh, cumin, who puts that in their pasta? Like, oh my god, that's a party. But yeah, no, I do more of a cumin, not like a cumin.
Cumin.
Hey, Ashley, is Persia known by another name?
So it's more like Iran.
Oh. So, because I played a video game when I was young called Prince of Persia, and then I realised that I don't hear of it. The place.
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure. Like, I call my boyfriend either, like, Aladdin or, like, my Persian king or whatever, you know.
My boyfriend Aladdin.
Good on you,
Ashley. When he's cumin.
Cumin away on my flying carpet with me. G'day, Annalise.
Hey, it's cumin.
It is, see, Annalise. Yeah, it's cumin.
It's not cumin. That was my principal's name, Mr. Cumin. It wasn't Mr. Cumming.
That's unfortunate.
Quick, Cumin, man.
Get back to class, he's Cumin. Annalise, are you a chef?
No.
Okay, sorry, I know. You still have a valid voice.
If you look it up on dictionary.com, it says Cumin or Carman. Like, I just bought a new car, man. It doesn't say Cumin.
So now it's Carman. It's so
hard.
Honey,
can you give me the paprika and the car, man?
Yeah, can you? Keys to the car.
Cal's a chef. Cal, you get the final word on this. Is it cumin or cumin?
Yeah, look, being a chef, it is definitely cumin. I don't know what you were brought up on, Carrie, but it's definitely not cumin.
You're wrong.
It is definitely not. Like, it is 100% cumin. I can't imagine saying in the kitchen, can somebody get the cumin, please?
I'm done.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. Coming up a little bit later on, $1 million Alpha Buck. So if you haven't registered, download the listener app and get onto it.
Could be you.
Hey, up next though, I have gotten close to someone in my life I was not expecting to get close to the last few months. It's an unlikely friendship that has been forged, and I will tell you about it next.
A fair chat next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Serious note now. Do you know what I think? Well, it's a reflecting moment, time for pause.
I'll assume the position. Okay, I'm ready.
I think... No, it's not a sad thing.
Sounds
I just want to
sad.
Say that I think there's a lot of crap about COVID. A lot of it is not good, right?
Glad we took a serious note for this one. You have cracked the case, Colombo. Yes, there is a lot
but
not good.
There are some beautiful things to come out of COVID. And for me, I've gotten a lot closer.
Yes. Come on, mate.
To some of... I was going to say the men in my neighbourhood.
I knew
sounds
it.
Very weird.
Swinger is back.
No.
COVID hasn't killed all the fun. Are you wearing a mask at least?
Always.
Yeah, good.
No, I've just noticed that I've developed COVID relationships, co-relationships. I've coined a new phrase.
Sounds so swingery.
It's catchy. It's the co-relationship.
Correlationships. That's
well,
what they are.
Well done.
with people like at the local cafe, for example, Rick, who runs De Casa down the end of my street. Mm-hmm. I've always got along with Rick and everything, but I feel like in COVID I've seen Rick struggle, and I now are at the point where I actually can ask him how he's going, and he will genuinely tell me how he's feeling in that day, which often you don't have that kind of relationship with someone you just go grab a coffee from, right?
Did it take a pandemic for you to start chatting to the bloke who makes your coffee?
No, but I would never say to him, like, how are you, Rick, like as in...
Are you Madonna in the bath?
I know, fully.
No, I mean, I go, hey, Rick, how's your day? And he'd go, yeah, good, good, good. Yeah. Now I'm like, how are you going today? And he's like, it's been a real tough one. I'm like, you know, well, you know, hang in there. Love you guys. We'll do what we can. I buy, you know, an extra whatever I can. Whatever. But the point I'm making is... We've gotten so close.
It's really tough. Well, don't worry, Rick. I'll have a muffin.
Blueberry today, Rick.
You're welcome, Rick. And just before I leave, how are you?
No, you know, ham and cheese croissant. You're having conversations with people that are a lot deeper than the conversations you would have had before.
Rick, I love our correlationship.
The other day it was Chris's 40th, and we came in and got our coffee.
Another one of the blokes in the neighbourhood.
I've seen him more in the last couple of years than I've seen my own family. Rick at the coffee shop. And he got Chris a bottle of wine for his 40th, right?
Until that muffin money.
And I just was so touched, and I just thought, how beautiful that this is something that's kind of COVID. It's the same thing with my postman, right?
I got Chris a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, but you're a friend of his.
Oh, God, he's not even a friend. Rick's not even a friend.
No. I mean, you're in our personal life. We hang out with you, right?
Oh, yes, it's not a co-relation.
So the postman, right? I've seen him quite a bit over the last few years. And I'm so close to him now that if I'm just walking along the street in other, like nowhere near my house, and he drives past, he'll give me my mail.
You're right. There are upsides to a global pandemic. Because are you okay? How are you?
No, I'm fine. I just like that I'm getting to know Rick.
You don't know you post his name, do you?
I don't think I'm the only one that has suddenly gotten closer to people that they would have seen.
Mate, you are so close to your postie, you almost know his name.
Normal life. But because of COVID, you're now a lot closer. I want to know, 131060, who's your co-relationship, your COVID new relationship that you formed?
Great.
Gary and Tommy for your Monday afternoon on 131060. We're talking your correlationships.
A relationship you formed in COVID. You're all mocking me in here, but I think one of the benefits of COVID is we've gotten to know our neighbourhoods a lot better. And Rick, who works at the coffee shop down my street.
What's the postie's name again that you said you're getting along so well with?
I love seeing Rick at the coffee shop. Yes.
And what's the postie's name again? You said you guys were really close. What's his name?
I said.
Because you said as well, because you said when he sees you, he goes, hey, Carrie. And so do you just go, hey, man.
Postie.
Hey, bro.
No, I was just saying that I've got to know him so well. If I'm walking somewhere that's not my actual street, he'll still pull up and give me my post boxes.
How well do you know someone if you don't know their name? Like, I would have thought that's one of your first questions.
I'll make sure that's what I do this week. Actually, it's a bit weird.
We can't ask him now.
Anyway, back to Rick, because Rick had...
Do you have to think of his name there?
I just realised it sounds so weird because, anyway.
Because I don't reckon you have even chatted to the postie. You just wanted to do...
I have chatted to the
postie. You just wanted to talk about Rick, but
no,
now
he's
you're
lovely.
Like, oh, it won't make it look weird, so I'll chuck a postie
No, they come on Saturdays and Sundays now, so I feel like I get to see him every day of the week.
Oh, what's his name? Every day of the week.
You got your postie working 7 days a week.
Just for me, babe.
That's a lot of shopping.
Anyway, I think that's one of the upsides, is that people getting to know people, because I've seen some of them more than I've seen my family in the last few months. Beck, have you formed a correlation with somebody during COVID?
I have, Carrie. I'm with you. George, the Star Trek man, comes to my house like every day and uses the loo sometimes and gets a takeaway cup of tea.
He uses the loo. How did that start? Did he ask first, or did you offer?
No, he asked, and then, like, it's just a... It's a bit of open slather now. My five-year-old shows him all of his new toys. And
once I was even out,
George found my front door open, so he just left me a note. Use your loo, shut the front, and lock the front door.
Yeah. Okay, that's getting weird.
No,
he
that's
just uses
nice.
Your loo when you're not home. And shuts
no,
the front
it's okay.
Door.
We're BFFs now.
Yeah, like me and Rick.
And it's quite embarrassing as well, because sometimes, like, three trucks turn up at once. Like Star Trek, Australia Post, or someone else.
And then George thinks you're having an affair with the other driver.
The lineup to get into the bog.
It's really bad for the neighbours that I'm getting so many parcels.
Good on you, Beck. Thank you.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, though. Thank you, Beck. What about you, Jesse? Have you formed a special relationship over COVID with someone in your neighbourhood?
Yep, the local bottle shop owners.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I'm a mum of three, so, you know, the wine is just, it's always there for me.
And did you know their names before COVID?
No.
No, and you know them now?
Yeah, I know a couple of them. You go down the local and you're like, "Hey, you going today?" And they're like, "Oh, you're not too bad, Jess. How about yourself?" And yeah, it's kind of, it's sad, but it's not at the same time because, you know, you make their day happy and then they make you happy later.
Yeah. And then miserable the next morning. Good on you, Jess. G'day, Michelle.
Hello.
Who have you had a co-relationship with?
You're not saying it right.
How do you say it?
Correlation, COVID relationship.
Okay, sorry.
It's not COVID.
Anyway, let's COVID not get bogged down in the name. Michelle, who have you come... What's wrong? Who have you become friendly with over COVID?
So I, out of boredom... decided to text my number neighbour, so like took my mobile number and just changed the last number.
Yes, I have done this.
I don't understand. What's your what's a number neighbour?
So if your number ends in 925,
yep.
You text the person that says 926.
Oh, okay, yep. Michelle. So what do you write to them?
Hello. That was how it started. But
you didn't say you're my number neighbour?
No, it was a test.
Oh,
see?
That's so exciting.
Okay. And then what happened?
So I just said hello, and the response I got almost immediately was, "Hello, number neighbour, how may I assist you?" And I'm like, yes. We don't know each other's names or anything like that, but I'm up in North Queensland and she's in Melbourne. So, it's been really good. So, like, you know, just every now and then we'll check in and we just text random stuff, what we're doing.
But do you know much about each other now?
A little bit. So I went to a Rubens concert recently because we're allowed out and about. And she texted back and told me that she hoped the beer was warm and I had a terrible time. You know, just like cool banter back and forth. I texted her while I was on hold. I texted her and said, "Hey, put Kay and Tommy on."
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's so fun.
Michelle, you don't know her name.
No, but good wingman. I went out one night and a dude asked for my number, so I gave them her number. It was great.
Awesome.
Should we text our number, neighbours?
Okay, fun.
Oh, you've already got enough people in your life you don't know their names.
Can I text Rick first?
Yeah, sure.
Carrie and Tommy.
Coming up real soon, $1 million on the line. We'll play Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Because how many people do you know that are on OnlyFans?
Not one.
Don't you?
I don't even know one person that follows someone on OnlyFans.
Don't
Except
you?
For you. I don't really think I even understand what OnlyFans is.
Well, we're going to talk about it next. There's a very unlikely participant making a killing. We'll talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, a quick little shout out to the lovely people who messaged me.
Oh, you're doing shout outs now, are you?
Yes, obviously one to Romani, but also to the people who messaged me on Instagram because I posted pictures I made pulled pork for the first time.
Oh, you did.
And a lot of people suggested I should start an Only Hams account. Well,
instead
done.
Of an OnlyFans account.
Yes. Speaking of pulling pork, OnlyFans.
So OnlyFans is on Instagram?
What? Sorry, people? Do you know that's just like going, so Google is on Twitter. Right.
I thought OnlyFans was like the risque Twitter, Instagram account.
It's a website.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, OnlyFans.com, would you believe it's the site?
But it's an app as well that you can scroll through.
It's a website.
Okay.
I don't know why that
What's
needs
between,
more.
That's the difference between that and, like, adult content.
What?
What is happening?
Yeah, how come you don't understand the internet all of a sudden?
Sorry, that's just my OnlyFans.
That is.
I don't understand.
If we didn't need you, I'd kick you out.
Oh, that's fans. So
that's the worst, mate. That is.
Thanks, though, for making me not sound so lame.
If you know how to anchor a show, 131060, give us a call. We've got a job.
Okay, so I'm confused about is I thought it was just girls with their bits out.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what is the difference between that and they're just personalized, not getting it
great
on?
Question. Sorry, great question. Personalized services. So
like
you
Cameo?
Might. Yes, kind of like Cameo. So I might pay $10 or whatever, and you might make a video for me.
Wait, I cost more than that.
Well, it's funny you say that because
just to clarify, mm-hmm. What sort of video am I making for you?
That's up to you and what you do for $10.
But what things are usually these videos? Saucy stuff?
Yeah, mate. What? What? Don't. Why are you making this so hard?
I just want. Not everybody
Jesse,
knows.
Jesse, get out.
No, everybody knows what OnlyFans is.
Who would have thought?
We don't spend our days just sitting on OnlyFans, mate. We've got stuff to do. Jesse's got sound effects to make. And...
Mate, what time? What time? You knew at the midday meeting that I was going to talk about OnlyFans. What time
I can tell
did you put
you the
sound effect?
The exact time that what I time? Text Jez and was like, bro, best idea ever.
What time? I knew you'd know. It better not have been before 2 o'clock.
Oh, no, it was 2:12.
Oh, you just keep your job. So there is a woman, right? And she said she's Christian. And she said she asked God if she should continue stripping. And the answer
on OnlyFans.
And the answer was yes. Guess what? She has kept stripping on OnlyFans, and she's making $1.8 million a year.
God,
do you reckon she pays tithe on that?
Hey,
do you reckon she pays tithe on that?
10%.
So here's what I wanted to know. And 131060, feel free to get involved. I'd love to know if you're not on OnlyFans. How much do you reckon you would make if you're on OnlyFans and why? Because how much do you reckon you would make? This woman makes 1.8 million.
Make
are
more
we,
than
are
that.
We getting wrapped up now? Didn't even get her answer.
Boys getting hot.
Play your fan again, mate. Go on.
Can you kick it? Yes, you can.
131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Elton John and Dua Lipa. It's called Cold Hearts. Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
Just found out a very religious woman is on OnlyFans. She asked God if she should continue, and he said yes. And she earns over $1.8 million a year because. And so, I'm asking
God
the question on 131060. It was everywhere. 131060. What would you think you'd earn on OnlyFans? And what would your specialty be? Because I reckon
when
I could get
specialty. Aren't they all the same thing?
I don't know.
Well, you're on it.
I am not.
You've seen the videos on it.
No, I haven't. How dare you?
This is so...
Like, are people cooking on it? Like, is that
I
their
don't
specialty?
Know,
that's
mate.
Only pans.
That's very good. Thanks, Jess. Give yourself a fan noise. There we go. It's back. I would do. Cheeky nudes with fruit. So I'd hold like oranges in front of my nipples.
Or like peach in front of your bot.
That's better. Damn it. Damn it.
Maybe I should get on OnlyFans.
How much do you think you would make?
Oh, more than that, cheek.
More than $1.8 million
a year. I just had to get it past God first, but I'm sure we'd have a chat.
What? Give us a ballpark figure.
I reckon a good five.
Whoa. Five mil. Eli's nodding.
Eli's backing it up. Thanks, Eli.
Harry Bickmore.
Oh, gosh. G'day, Regan.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, good. Brother, how much do you reckon you'd make on OnlyFans?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I reckon about 80 to 90 grand a week.
A wig.
Rigs. What is it, Riggs? Have you just got a ripping rig or something? What's...
Oh, well, I reckon the deal is... Well, my specialties, cuddling.
Be careful,
and
we're
prep.
On air. We're yeah, on yeah, air. Yeah. What was your What was your specialty?
Cuddling and meal prep.
Oh,
meal prep.
Regan, you are adorable. Thank you.
That's so good. I mean, to be fair, that's kind of turning me on. The idea of someone prepping my dinners for the whole week and for my family.
How much
I'd be willing to pay Regan some, not 80 to 90 a week.
Mate, come on, you're worth $5 million a year.
Will he actually make the food too, or just show me how to make it?
Regan, are you actually making the food, or are you just nude and sending a video of you making the food?
I think I'm making the food, but I'm not revealing myself yet because I've got, you know, the apron on. But, yes. You know, if they send the tips or whatnot, yes. Quite a little bit.
Yes,
that's
good.
Dessert.
Yes. Oh, because don't objectify our callers like that. Thank you very much. Anyway, Daniel, do you reckon you'd be good on OnlyFans?
G'day, yes, Daniel. I would.
Oh, yes, you would?
Yeah, mate, 100%. Yeah.
How much do you reckon you would make?
I reckon I'd be pushing it somewhere, I reckon, a mil a week. More like a mil a year, I'm looking at.
And what would your specialty be, do you reckon, Daniel?
Yeah. Well, I've had a massive think about this too.
I'm so glad you said a massive think. I got real nervous then.
Seconds, and I'm sure trying everything, whatever and wherever and whenever. Sure
Shakira.
That's what my only fans would be.
Gary and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, who have partnered with DoorDash to offer free, fast home delivery in under 24 hours, right up until Father's Day, guys.
Ooh. How handy is that? Sit in your butt, order Daddy's Father's Day present. Oh, it's so easy.
Sit in your butt.
Sit in your butt and order a bit of Hugo Boss.
Yes, make Dad smell delicious.
100
mils
for just $89.99. That's awesome.
Pretty good.
Hey, coming up, my little one, Addie. Yeah?
Yes.
Cute as a button.
So cute.
Yeah, mouth like a truckie.
Sailor. I wonder where she gets that from.
Yeah, who knows.
You know, you came into work on the weekend.
Yes.
And you were with the girls.
Yeah.
And I tried to not swear in front of them. And the first thing, someone asked you how you were, and you that's what you said. You said, I'm absolutely... And then you got a little Addie. I'm like, I wonder where that...
Well, she's added to the repertoire.
Has she?
Yep, I will tell you what she's added next.
It's Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks coming up next, guys. If you would like to play, download the listener app and register.
Do your parents ever talk to you about the stuff you used to say when you were a kid? Do they even remember?
No. I mean, I don't ask them. The main things I think of when you say that is I used to sleepwalk and sleep talk.
Did you?
Yeah.
Would you ever walk out of the house?
No, I never walked out of the house, but I would like walk into the, because I was the youngest, and so I'd go to bed first, and then I'd like walk into the middle of the family room.
But fast asleep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So weird.
And I'd say things like, I remember we got a like a Super Nintendo and I just played all day, and then like I would walk out and just start talking about the Nintendo and stuff.
Do you do that as an adult now?
No, I haven't been told. I mean, I still talk in my sleep sometimes, but no, I haven't been
told. Have you ever said anything that's got you in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
I've said, I love you, and girlfriend at the time, I did not, in that bit of silence after I love you, I put a different name in there. And I was woken up to a swift hit to the side of the head.
Did it end it, or was she okay because it was a dream?
I mean, it ended eventually.
clearly.
Yes. Imagine if I just told you I was married.
Nah, she was the one I got engaged to.
Yeah. My wife.
No, because I've noticed, I love the fact that I can record my kids saying cute things at the moment because they're going to be grateful when they turn 21.
Yes.
Like, you know, I recorded the bit of Addie saying that she says the F word.
Yeah,
the version, she actually says it about 10 times
it's
in a row.
It's so cute.
But I love it because the more she's learning to talk, she's picking up more of our, well, I say more of our phrases. I don't know where she got that other one from, but other little phrases. Like at the moment she says, she really always wants to eat food. She's hungry. She's like a grazer. All day long she grazes.
Yes.
And so the other day she said, I'm starving. And I said, Mummy will cut you up some fruit. And she said, nah, I want crap. which for her is pantry food, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and so often she'll respond with, no, I want something from the pantry, but now she's just started saying, I want crap.
Because do you say don't eat
crap? Yes, I say, no, we're not eating crap, you're eating some, you know, the banana or something.
God, that's going to be confusing when she gets to school, isn't it?
She started calling, she loves cashews, but she calls them nut shoes because she forgets what they are, but she thinks they're little shoes, so she calls them nut shoes.
They look like little
shoes.
Yes,
and they sound, it sounds like you're saying cashews, yes, nut shoes. And then we were watching The Good Dinosaur this morning. I don't know if you've seen The Good Dinosaur.
What is The Good Dinosaur?
Oh, it's a little, that's that thing that Eli, our web guy, thing was watching earlier.
He was like, this will make you cry, and then spun
it
around.
It's a beautiful bit where, anyway, the dinosaur is communicating with the cave boy, and the cave boy has to communicate that he's lost his parents. And
oh, my God.
He puts little sticks in a row and then knocks one over. It's heartbreaking. Anyway, I popped Evie and Addie in front of that this morning just for a bit of morning entertainment.
No wonder she wanted to eat some crap.
But she's so cute because we must tell her she's cute all the time, and she was like, Mummy, the dinosaur's so cute. Just like me. And I thought, it's not egotistical when she's two. Do you know what I mean? Like, what age does someone saying that become like, well, you're a wanker?
It, you can't do it.
Yeah, I can get away with it.
If that's what you're getting
at. Anyway, she can. Adorable little thing that she is.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to make someone a millionaire.
Oh, my God.
We're kingmakers.
What a day.
I know.
And it's not even like, will we make someone a millionaire? It's guaranteed that we will make someone a millionaire.
Lucy, if we make you a millionaire, will you give us some of the money?
Maybe.
It sounds like
no,
Luce,
just say no.
Nah, probably not.
You don't have to give us any of it. It's yours if you get there.
Oh, hopefully.
What would you spend it on, Luce?
I'd buy a house, I think. I'd like to say travel, but at the moment it's hard to say.
Of course.
Can't even think that far ahead, so hey, definitely buy a house.
Hey, I'm sure you know the rules, but Bickers is just about to tell you, in case you've had a brain fade.
Lucy, you've got 30 seconds to answer all of the 10 questions, okay? We're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. If you get all 10 correct today, you win 10 grand, and then you win your way to Million Dollar Day, where we are guaranteed to give someone $1 million. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back to you if we have time, okay?
Okay.
Time starts at the end of the first question, and your letter is H for hope. H.
Okay.
Are you ready to go, Luz?
I'm ready to go.
Best of luck. We hope you win, mate. Your game is starting now. Name something you put on a sandwich. An animal.
Pass.
A body part.
Head.
An emotion.
Happy.
A musical.
Hairspray.
A tool.
Hammer.
A hero.
Pass.
An Aussie TV show.
Coming away.
An Oscar winner.
Heath Ledger.
A language.
Housing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Luce, you're really good. Because most of the time when people stumble on one early, they can't get it back together. And you stumbled on an animal, which could have been horse or hippo or something. But then you actually regained it. You got it back.
I was like, if I come back, I've got so many animals now. Oh,
I did it. Oh, Luce, well, try again, hey, because you can have another crack.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys,
you've been tinkering, Jesse.
Yeah, mate, I have come up with one that is an absolute doozy. I just don't know how I haven't thought of this one before.
Can't wait.
Same, but boards.
Same, but what? Balls? Are you playing the spoon on your balls again, Jess?
Is that balls?
Forwards.
Oh.
That's what that was, yeah.
Same. So it's same, but same.
So we're just going to play the song and we've got to guess what it is.
No. So usually it's same, but backwards.
Yes.
And I'm using forwards, which is the opposite.
So you've turned it backwards
and
then flipped it back.
No. It's not the song. So I'm going to give you an artist or a band name.
Great. And we guess the song.
No, no, no.
What is going on?
I like it.
So I'm going to give you I'm going to give you the opposite of the artist's name, and you have to figure out what the artist.
I like it.
Yeah.
So that's like, not same, so like, but forward.
So like if yeah, I no, was no, to no. give you an artist, but I would say Loud Man, and then it's Usher. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Wait.
What?
No.
Why is
that right?
What's, no, why is that Loud Man
would be
man?
Quiet Woman.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
What's happening? Why is this same, Usher's same, quiet? Why is this same, but forwards?
Because forwards is the opposite of backwards.
Yes. So it's, it's opposite. It's really same, but opposite.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll work it out as we go because don't worry.
I might do same, but not here. Just leave.
That's what I do a lot of the time.
Your first artist, a weekday.
Carrie.
A weekend.
Okay, well, that's Carrie.
Sorry.
Why?
The weekend.
It's same, but what do you mean? It's opposite. You usually say your name.
What do you mean? You got to buzz in, mate.
Yeah.
Like that's every week.
You didn't say, we just spoke about the rules for 20 minutes and you didn't mention that once.
Sorry, because the rules change every single week.
Also, shouldn't it be
rules are always the same?
Week 9. No, you're right.
Your second one, hot work.
Tommy, cold day off.
Oh, my God.
Nah, too late. Carrie, Coldplay. Hot day off. Cold day off.
That's funny. 2-0 to Bickmore. Your number 3 is theatre customer.
Tommy. Usher.
How funny that that's what you use originally.
All right, 2-1, number 4, King.
Tommy. Queen.
Oh, he's tied
up. Just saying your name and then working it out.
Yeah, yes. I was trying to work out whether that was going to be Queen Latifah, and I was like, don't think too hard.
Yeah. Last one for the win. Front Yard Girls.
Tommy.
What was it?
No, you got to answer now.
I don't know, but I'm going to say Backstreet Boys.
That's great. Oh! When biggest wins.
That's the most fun we've ever had, guys.
See, it's a good game, guys.
It's just when she wins. Mate.
I just don't like the name, but if we could work on the name, I'm okay with that as a concept.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.